Well, the sanctions are targeted towards these three individuals and their companies, and they're directed to try to get to the financial flows that have supported the conflict in the past. So these are businessmen who have profited by supplying weapons, arms, or other services to the warring parties in the past. And we know that if we go after those kind of financial flows, those kind of incentives, we will help break this cycle of violence in the country.
Yes, and of course, through that, are you happy with the strides made so far in the implementation of the revitalized agreement?
Yeah, there's been some great successes overall. The most important one probably has been the reduction in fighting overall since the negotiations in Khartoum this summer. The overall level of fighting in the country has come way down. Now, there still is some fighting in some areas, so we remain very concerned about that, as do the parties and as do others of South Sudan's neighbors. And we'll keep asking questions about those areas where there's fighting. But the fact that the overall level of fighting is down is quite good. Gives us some confidence that the political will to see this agreement through is in place. We, of course, will also keep offering criticism and advice where we think things are going off track. But in general, the overall level of fighting is a good sign for the country.
Ambassador, can you tell us exactly what are some of these impact of these latest targeted sanctions on the three individuals in South Sudan, specifically on the peace process that is actually taking place in the country?
Well, one of the motivations that is even more direct to the U.S. is to protect our own financial systems. So we want to make sure that this corrupt money or this money tainted by conflict does not get into the U.S. banking system. So that's why it comes out of our Treasury Department first and foremost. But we're also hoping that this kind of business where people are profiting from the suffering of the people of South Sudan, that kind of profiteering will be stopped. And if we don't have people that are trying to supply weapons or other services to the armed forces, mm-hmm. we hope that will take away the incentive for those armed forces to continue fighting and to stay in the peace process.
Yeah. And, of course, the U.S. government has been one of the biggest actors in South Sudan. What are your government priorities moving forward?
Well, that was another big announcement that came out last week, was the White House launched its new strategy for Africa. And it actually has a lot of good innovations for the continent, the whole continent of Africa, a real effort to boost commercial ties and advanced trading opportunities with African countries and the U.S. But it also has a strong emphasis on protecting, on supporting African countries' progress towards stability, citizen responsive governance, and self-reliance. And so these are the areas that I think will get a lot of focus here in South Sudan. Our priority is ending the conflict, having a lasting peace, and resolving many of the humanitarian challenges that are here so that we can get back on track towards building a peaceful and prosperous South Sudan.
Yes, Ambassador, as the year 2018 is coming to an end and we are approaching the new year, any hopes for 2019?
Yeah, I mean, my hopes, I think, are the same hopes of almost everybody in this country, which is for a very peaceful 2019, where again we have the conflict behind us and we can start building all the pieces that we need as far as good governance, inclusive government, and the other steps necessary to build a real sustainable peace in the country.
Ambassador, maybe U.S., as you said, the U.S. government has just announced the strategy for Africa. What do we expect from South Sudan, especially to gain from this strategic strategy?
Well, some of the best parts of that strategy, again, are the efforts to boost trade and commerce across the continent. This is really the future of Africa is trade, not aid. So we'd like to emphasize that. Some of the new tools in the initiative will be easy for some countries to use. Countries like Kenya or South Africa or Nigeria with much more developed economies. for South Sudan to really benefit from this kind of effort, we really need to see advances in accountable governance, transparency, and promotion of the rule of law. And these are things that are also built into the peace agreement. So the parties have agreed that these are important for South Sudan, but progress really has to be made on these before South Sudan starts seeing the benefits of the peace and the benefits of this kind of this new strategy that the U.S. has put in place as well. But we're hoping that those steps can be taken.
Now the three targeted individuals have been sanctioned. What next after this?
Well, enforcement. And this goes for the previous sanctions that have been adopted by the United Nations as well. So there is, for example, last summer an arms embargo was adopted by the entire United Nations. For that, for the other sanctions previously adopted and these new ones, which are U.S. Only at this point, the key will be enforcing them. So really making sure that we track down these financial channels and cut them off so that they these individuals don't continue to profit from the suffering here in South Sudan.
And now, finally, the festive mood is in the air. What is your message to the listeners?
Well, I do wish everyone a Merry Christmas and to take advantage of this holiday, which is supposed to be about renewal and peace on earth. So this is, I think, a general message, even for people that aren't Christians in the country. I think everybody recognizes this as a universal longing of people of South Sudan, of people of the world, and certainly of people of the United States who are friends of the South Sudanese.
Thank you very much, Honorable Ambassador Thomas Bach, for joining us and giving us your time, actually, and talking about this of the session. Thank you very much. Have a best of your day.
Thanks, Robert.
Yes.